It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
There's a Christian-owned billboard company in Oklahoma that refused to put up an atheist sign. Did they do the right thing? There is a Christian-owned bakery in Indianapolis that refused to make rainbow-colored cupcakes for a coming-out gay pride event. Did they do the right thing? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or weigh in on the already lively discussion taking place on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown, on Facebook. Okay, this is really a very interesting thing to look at because you can come at it from a few different angles. The question is our society getting to a point where it's impossible for Christian to hold convictions and operate on what they feel is right and do what they feel is right, or are we looking at a situation where it's got to be equal service, otherwise it's a matter of bigotry, otherwise it's a matter of discrimination? I want to look at both of these situations. They've been in the news. The Indianapolis one with the bakery is probably getting even more attention these days. But first, let me give you the background. I'm going to take these one at a time, but we'll start with Oklahoma. Here's the story. All right. I thought the story was, Joe, are you ready?
The billboard reads, "Atheism is okay in Oklahoma." But members of the group Freedom From Religion Foundation say that's not always the case. And that's why they chose to pay for the sign.
We want to let people know that they're not alone, that there are other people that are saying in this state, too, that we're, you know, not everybody in Oklahoma is superstitious.
The billboard was put up next to the BA near 15th Street 2 weeks ago. Its location, though, was not the group's first choice. Its members initially approached Whistler Outdoor Advertising.
When you have 80, 100,000 people driving past those boards every day, they see the name on that sign. So we look at our core values. Does it match up with who we are? And can we put it up there and feel good about it?
Whistler decided it couldn't, and this week even opted to display a direct response to the atheism ad. Among the ads displayed on its 10 digital billboards are ones that read, "God is more than okay in Oklahoma, and why settle for okay? God promises more."
Some decisions you make because of what you believe, and this was one of those decisions that we thought was in the best interest of our business and our community and for us as individuals.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it has no problem with the dueling billboards.
They want to impose their belief system on me, whereas I don't want to impose anything that I believe on them.
And while he doesn't believe in God, Bill Dusenberry does subscribe to the belief that any publicity is good publicity.
Kids going to say, "Daddy, what's an atheist?" And daddy's, "Oh, those are, you know, really bad people you don't want anything to do with." But then the kid might go home and look it up.
All right. First thing, probably not the smartest thing to do this in Oklahoma. I imagine the sympathies will be overwhelmingly with the Christian side here. So you get their atheist message out in Oklahoma. might not be the best move. Second, it strikes me as fairly ludicrous that the guys put a billboard up there saying that no God, atheism is okay in Oklahoma. And yet he said he's not trying to put his beliefs on anybody. He's not trying to impose that on anybody. Well, how is that not trying to broadcast your belief? And there are atheists all over the place that are trying to impose their atheism, saying we can't have prayer here, you can't have prayer at a football game, you can't have Jesus mentioned in graduation in any way directly, and so on and so forth. So there's enough aggressive atheism that's out there. And of course, he has every legal right to put his beliefs out or his unbeliefs out. That's fine. The question is, and we'll come to the cupcake situation in a little while. The question is, did this Christian businessman do a right an honorable thing? Is he doing the right thing by saying, you know, I have to stand behind what I put up there. There are plenty of images I wouldn't like. What if somebody was advertising some R-rated movie that just came out? I have an issue with that. Maybe it's got sex scenes or extreme violence or profanity or glorifying other values I don't stand for. I'm not going to do that. There are other things, there are subjects I just don't agree with. I'm not going to advertise them. Or is that some type of discrimination? How would you feel if there was an atheist-owned company, and this was a known atheist, this person was known to be antagonistic towards religion, and you wanted to advertise your new church group has just opened up a building and you're inviting everyone to come, and the atheist says, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't advertise religion. Could you rightly go to the courts and say I've been discriminated against? Or could they say, no, he can actually put up whatever he wants? What if the person was a Buddhist and didn't want to advertise something Christian? What if the person was a Muslim and didn't want to advertise something Buddhist? Is this good and healthy? Is this part of what America is made of? Or is this the type of thing that shows us why we have to just give service to everybody, offer the same things to all people? Is this guy being a bigoted, small-minded Christian or someone that we should commend for standing up for his values? 866-34-TRUTH. You own the billboard company. You're a believer. Would you rent space to an atheist without having answers that you would also post? Certainly if you say, hey, look, I got to make my money, and I don't care what I post. Okay, then obviously you're missing the whole point of being a Christian, because your ethics have to work themselves out in business just as well as they have to work themselves out when you're sitting in a church pew somewhere. But if you say, no, I've got to serve everybody just like in McDonald's, you come in, you want to buy lunch, if you're an atheist, if you're a Buddhist, or if you're Muslim, it doesn't matter who you are, I've got to serve everybody just the same. Or is this different? Because it's not a matter of serving someone lunch, it's a matter of helping someone get their message out. Is this any different, though, than, say, in the days of segregation when we had greater issues with racism in America? Let's just say that you were in a place that was still segregated. A black man came wanting to do business, said, hey, I've just opened my business. I want to advertise it here. And you're white. And you say, no, I'm not going to let you get billboard space with me because that goes against my values. To promote a black man goes against my values. Or is it if the cause is right, it's okay? If the cause is not right, it's not okay. Now, I have my views on this, but it's not always as simple as we may make it out to be. Before I get into this further, let's look at the other situation, the cupcake situation, which now has city officials in Indianapolis looking into this. There's been a mock website made attacking the company. Let's check this story out. Go ahead, Joey.
This is what they were after, a multicolored cupcake to celebrate National Coming Out Day next month, a rainbow confection to honor the diversity on the campus of IUPUI. But the student who had the order placed at Just Cookies was told no.
We're right on the cusp of being equals with everyone else, so I don't understand why they would do that.
The student's partner and close friend are both troubled by the refusal. They believe it shows Indianapolis has a ways to go to embrace the gay and lesbian community.
They weren't asking to petition for anything. They just wanted cupcakes for an event.
We came here to City Market to get the businesses' side of the story, Just Cookies, but didn't get just one version of what happened.
Look around. We don't have cupcakes.
Just Cookies. Owner Lily Stockton says she talked to someone who did ask for rainbow cookies but couldn't accommodate the order.
I don't have enough colors to do that.
Not enough colors, not because you didn't like what they stood for?
She didn't tell me what is that for.
Then we talked to her husband David, who gradually made it clear that there was an earlier order, and yes, the customer was refused.
I said, you explain, you know, that we're a family-run business, you know, that we have two young, impressionable daughters, and that, you know, we thought maybe it would be best, you know, not to do that.
Stockton explained that for his family-run business, it comes down to values.
We have our values, and, you know, some things, for instance, if somebody wants a cookie with an obscenity, well, we're not going to sell that.
Values, the same word used in the other argument.
I just hope that what comes out of this is that there's some dialogue and discussion on what we value in our community, how we share those values, and how we interact with our community members.
At the end of the day, the order was placed with another bakery on Massachusetts Avenue. National Coming Out Day is October 11th.
Okay, so the question was not, will you serve a gay or lesbian person that comes into your bakery? The question was not if someone who clearly and openly identifies as gay or lesbian or transgender comes into your bakery and wants to buy a cookie, will you sell a cookie to that person? The question was not, will you bake cookies for someone who is gay or lesbian? The question is, will you bake rainbow cupcakes for a coming out event? And if it's done with the family, if the kids help cook, however the thing works, and the owner says, no, I'm not going to participate in gay activism, is that discrimination based on sexual orientation, or is that someone holding to values and doing the right thing? 866-34-TRUTH. What if it was gay and lesbian-owned bakery, and you were holding an event to reach homosexual men and women with the gospel, and you wanted a message, gays need Jesus, printed on the cupcakes, and they refused to make it? Would that be understandable? We'll talk about it and a whole lot more when we come back. Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Michael Brown, glad to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We're talking about the bakery in Indianapolis that refused to make rainbow-colored cupcakes or rainbow-iced cupcakes for a gay pride coming-out event to be held next month. And a billboard company in Oklahoma that refused to rent space to an atheist who wanted to advertise an atheist message. Did these businesses cross certain lines in terms of discrimination, in terms of ethics, or have they acted in a way that is true to their own convictions, true to their own ethics? On the one hand, we absolutely don't want to engage in discrimination. We absolutely don't want to treat people in prejudicial ways. We don't want to act in such a way that's not fair and that's not ethical. But let's just ask a few questions. Let's go back to cupcakes, because article on Fox News, we've got it linked on our website, askdrbrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire. Article on Fox News says now city officials are getting involved with this. Officials in Indianapolis are turning up the heat on a bakery that refused to take an order from a student group seeking rainbow-colored cupcakes for next month's National Coming Out Day. What if, oh, let's think of this. It's legal to drink if beyond whatever it is. Let's say if you're older than 21 in Indianapolis. I don't know what the age is. Let's say they're going to be having a party, and they come to this cupcake place and say, listen, we need cupcakes made, or this cookie place, we need cupcakes made. And on the cupcakes, we need just a picture of a can of something that looks like a can of beer. No, we'll just say Bud. Bud for Budweiser. Because we're going to be having a drinking party at such and such a house and so on. And we'd like you to make these. And the person coming in here is 35. And he and his friends are going to be watching a football game and having a drinking party. Would it be okay for the business to say, you know, we're a family-run business and we really don't promote people getting drunk and things. It we feel a little funny doing that. Would that be okay? Or what if it was, you know, we're part of a gang here in the city, and we're completely legal. I mean, we're not killing anybody or anything like that, but we're really into like the shoot 'em up movies, and we're having a special event. Maybe far-fetched, but a coming out event with rainbow colored cupcakes would have been far-fetched not too long ago. We want to have a bullet on the cupcakes. Would you do it? Is that okay? Sure. How about this? What if Fred Phelps was coming to town? The notorious Fred Phelps, famous as Westboro Baptist Church leader, famous as God hates fags, God hates America, etc., etc., Billy Graham's in hell, that Fred Phelps. Fred Phelps is coming to town to hold a rally. And we're going to give out cupcakes to all the people who come to the rally. And Fred Phelps is going to be preaching about whatever his typical message is. It tends to be pretty vile and hate-filled. I mean, Fred Phelps got into legal trouble because he'd be at the funeral services of one of our soldiers that was killed in Iraq, and he'd be celebrating the improvised explosive device that killed him, and said that God was judging him and judging America because America has a fag army. This is Fred Phelps and his words, etc. So Fred Phelps is coming to town, and we just want to have cakes made, instead of cupcakes, we got some more. We're going to have cakes made that say, "We love Fred Phelps," or "We're with you, Fred Phelps." Tell me which side the gay community would be on. This one. The Christian bakery says, "No, we really don't agree with his message. And we're a family-run business. We've got two impressionable daughters. And we really have a problem with his message, with his God hates fags message and other things like this. And we could not in good conscience make a cake that commemorates him and celebrates him." Would the gay community say, "That is a noble move. That's a tremendous move. That's an honorable thing to do"? What if somebody was a well-known racist in your town? Not breaking any laws, but this person was a well-known racist, and they were going to be holding a rally in their particular city talking about the supremacy of the white man, how the white man is supreme and should rule the earth. But I think you can do that without getting arrested. And you want to have a cake made, and you want all white icing, and you specifically want a message, "Whites rule." And the white owner of the bakery says, "You know, in good conscience, I can't do that because that's a racist, ugly message." Would there be a city investigation over that? You say, "Oh, come on, you're comparing apples with oranges." Well, are you allowed to have a moral conviction that to be the company making the cupcakes, this is business, right? They want business. To refuse the business, though, because it violates your conscience that we are producing cupcakes in honor of a coming out day, encouraging people to come out and announce their homosexuality. We have an ethical issue with that. We don't think that this is a source of pride or something that we don't want to be encouraging. There are going to be young people coming out still confused about their orientation and things like this. We have a moral issue with this. Come on. There are constant boycotts in the gay and lesbian community of businesses that are perceived in being any way, quote, anti-gay. And in some cases, if they are not aggressively pro-gay, or if in the slightest way, they would... Here. North. You know who North is? North is a group of psychiatrists, psychologists, who, when the American Psychiatric Association in 1973 depathologized homosexuality, said that homosexuality is not a mental disorder. It's not like bipolar or schizophrenia or something like that. It's not a mental disorder. And there was not sufficient dialogue to satisfy some of the key leaders. Ultimately, they broke away and they started something called NARTH, which says, look, we still want to offer alternatives to people and say there is a way out of homosexual practice. You can be changed, etc. NARTH is holding a convention in your city. You go into a bakery. You don't know that the bakery is owned by two gay men. You didn't know they were gay. And you say, "Hey, I need cupcakes made for the North Convention, and we're doing a special surprise, and I just want the word North written on each of the cupcakes." And you say that to gay men who have any association with these kinds of issues. They know exactly what North is. I could easily hear them saying, no, we're not going to make cupcakes for North. I mean, we'd boycott any company that went anywhere near them or stood for them. We might boycott the hotel that held the conference and discourage them from doing it. Who knows how radical the boycotting would be? All that to say, I don't believe you'd have a city investigation. I don't believe you'd have city officials looking into this saying, "Well, we're going to have to do something about this gay bakery that's refusing to back North." And yet, a spokesman for Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard said city officials are conducting an inquiry into the bakery Just Cookies, which declined to take the order last week from a diversity group at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, which ordered the cupcakes for October 11th. Come back. I'll share a few comments and give you some suggestions of things that we might do. interesting comment I'm looking at from a law firm in England. I'll tell you that in a moment. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. Online, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. By the way, we're having a great time live streaming my class on history and characteristics of revival this week. So the class I'm teaching are second-year students at Fire School of Ministry. You can sit in the privacy of your home or with your own Bible school or ministry or church group and watch it inexpensively by live stream the whole 12 hours uninterrupted with all the PowerPoints, video, everything. That class is just about over. But next week, Jewish Roots. Has the church replaced Israel? What about anti-Semitism in church history? What about God's eternal purposes for Israel? What about the era of replacement theology? We're going to be covering all those topics in the Jewish Roots class Tuesday to Friday next week. You can watch it live online. Here's what you do. Go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, all the information is right there on a banner. And if you miss some of the classes, we'll allow you to get a password to watch later on video on demand online. Okay, we've been talking about a billboard company in Oklahoma that said, you know, our name is on these billboards, and when an atheist wants to rent billboard space to promote atheism from us, we really can't rent that out in good conscience. In fact, we're going to put some ads of our own promoting the message of the gospel contrary to the atheist billboard. Is that a right thing to do? Is that a righteous thing to do? Is that an honorable thing to do? Is that the type of ethical decision where you put ethics first and morals second that God's pleased with? Or is that the type of thing that speaks of narrow-mindedness, bigotry, discrimination? Who else are you going to discriminate against? Then in Indianapolis, Just Cookies, a bakery, is approached by a man and a woman from a local university that would like rainbow-colored cupcakes, so rainbow icing on the cupcakes. Remember, they didn't refuse to serve them. They didn't say we don't serve gays or lesbians. No, that never came up, and no one's questioning that or accusing them of that. They were asked to make rainbow-colored cupcakes because we're having our annual coming-out event. October 11th is Gay Coming Out Day, a gay pride event at the university, and we want these cupcakes. And the guy said, you know, we're a family-run business. It violates our values. We've got two impressionable daughters. We'd rather not do it. Is that discriminatory? Is that discrimination based on sexual orientation? Which, by the way, in many states, that is on the books. So, for example, Elaine Photography in New Mexico, there's a Christian couple, Elaine Photography, run by the wife. She's approached, some folks approached her wanting to do a photo shoot for some horror thing, and she said, you know what, we'd rather not do that. She gets approached by two women. They want her to photograph their lesbian commitment ceremony. She politely declines. I mean, it's very civil interaction back and forth. They take her to court. She's found guilty of discrimination based on sexual orientation. I mean, these are the types of outrageous things that are happening. Here's an interesting perspective on our Ask Dr. Brown page. Joel Pierce Law Firm. Well, this could be on my private page, actually. It's not uncommon for the homosexual lobby to target Christians and Jewish shopholders such as these folks. In the UK, they have pursued Christian lawyers for refusing to do homosexual adoptions, Christian bed and breakfast owners for not renting to homosexuals, Christian photographers in Arizona who wouldn't photograph a homosexual commitment ceremony. Just mentioned that. It's an orchestrated pattern designed to cripple the Christians in business. The result being that the Christian is hailed before a human rights commission, quote, human rights, and then that stomps the Christian into the ground. If this happens to you, call the Alliance Defense Fund. Absolutely. I've got dear friends working with the Alliance Defense Fund. And people are being hauled into court left and right. Well, in my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, I have a whole chapter entitled Big Brother is Watching and He Really is Gay. And it talks about the extreme level of discrimination against believers or against people who say, you know, just our own conviction, our ethics are here. We're not talking about someone comes into your store. And they come into your store and you have a shoe store. No, I don't sell the Jews. No, I don't sell the Buddhists. No, I don't sell the blacks. No, I don't sell the whites. No. However, if you do custom design shoes and someone says, you know, I am a champion for legalized abortion And I want to have these shoes. We're doing a walk for choice, a walk for abortion. I want you to put a little insignia. Here's a little picture of a fetus. I want this on all the shoes, on the sides of the shoes, the special sneakers or tennis shoes, and because we're going to march. The guy says, oh, I'm pro-life. I'm not going to make shoes for some abortion march. Doesn't that person have the right to do that? Again, we are not talking about a person comes into your restaurant and wants to sit down and eat, and you don't serve that person because they make it known. It's two men come in and want to sit down. Well, I think you might be gay, and we don't serve any gays here. Plus, you might have AIDS, and we might get AIDS just by being around you. No, but God forbid people act like that or treat others like that. But don't you have the right, when it comes to serving certain causes, don't you have the right to say yes or no? And I ask you again, if the shoe was on the other foot, turn the thing around and put the shoe on the other foot. And this time, it is a Christian going into a bakery that is owned by gays and lesbians. The Christian goes into the bakery owned by gays and lesbians and says, we are having a special outreach to the homosexual community next week. We're going to be going in and sharing the gospel, and I'd like you to make cupcakes with crosses. Okay, how's that? I'd like you to make cupcakes with crosses for our outreach event to the homosexual community, because we want to go to each person at this special gay pride event, and we want to present them with a cupcake with a cross, because we want them to know that Jesus can save them, and Jesus can change them, and Jesus can deliver them from homosexuality, and we'd like you to make these. And the guy says, no, we're part of the gay pride event. We don't believe that homosexuals can change. Absolutely not. That's a cruel thing to talk about. That so people commit suicide over this kind of message that you're preaching. Now, I can guarantee you, virtually guarantee you, in the great majority of places in America today, there would not be some city-wide investigation over the whole thing. That's number one. And number two, wouldn't we rightly say, well, they have the right to make this choice? I've got only less than a minute before the break here. So Brian in Lafayette, Indiana, you want to take issue with me? We'll debate this on the other side of the break, okay? But some comments, hundreds of comments on the link at Fox News that we posted on our website, AskDrBrown.org, on the Line of Fire. One says this, I say people in the city that actually support this decision help support the bakery financially. If I were in the area, I would make it a point to purchase from the bakery. Another person, actually, I'm thinking of ordering some and having them mailed to me. Perhaps I'll order all my Christmas cookies for them. I want to support them, not because I'm against gays, but because of the pressure they are receiving from the group and especially the city government. We are losing our freedoms, folks. If you don't believe that, ask Crystal Dixon. Ask Crystal Dixon if she's lost her freedom. Say, who's Crystal Dixon? Stay with us, you'll find out. Welcome back to the Line of Fire, Michael Brown. Thanks so much for joining us. 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. Online, AskDrBrown.org. Click contact to get a message to me. Tomorrow, you've got questions. We've got answers. We still have time to look at a few more questions we may take online tomorrow. So if you've got questions, send them in, AskDrBrown.org. Click contact. Before I go to the phones, let me just give out another phone number to you. If you'd like to call Gabe Sherman, this is the fellow that we heard earlier in the program with Whistler Outdoor Advertising in Oklahoma. If you'd like to give him a call and say, hey, thank you for doing what you did. We think it was a great decision you made. Just a call of encouragement. Here's his number, 918-605-SIGN. That is 918-605-SIGN, or Whistler, as it sounds, whistlersign.com. You could send them a note and say, hey, thanks for that. I appreciate the stand that you took. Okay, Brian in Lafayette, Indiana, you've got a different take on this. So give us your perspective.
Thanks for taking my call. My perspective is simply, I don't necessarily disagree with everybody as far as taking a stand for what's morally right and doing what is Christ-like and what is good and upholding the word of God. I don't disagree with any of that. My problem comes from the fact that everybody has sin in their lives. And to me, homosexuality for some people could be one sin. For another person, it could be something else. And in this situation, if I haven't listened to the show, so I don't know what everybody else said or what the exact context of the conversation is, but I feel like, you know, in this situation, it was cupcakes. You know, you had a business that could have reached out in love and used that as a witness tool. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And now I'm not necessarily saying that there was hate in their hearts, but I am saying that's going to be the perception. And I feel like our mission on earth is to reach out in love to other people and to, I don't know, I guess you would say witness.
Right. So your greater concern, is, okay, there are a lot of moral stands that we can take that are good stands, but ultimately we have to seek to win people to the Lord, and that's sacrificial, and that means that we put them first and show them the love of God, recognizing everybody's flawed, everybody sins, everybody falls short. Now, of course, in principle, Brian, I agree with that perspective very deeply, and I think on a constant basis we have to put others first, seek to please others, not ourselves, seek to meet other needs, etc. The question is there anywhere where you might personally draw a moral line? In other words, let's say that you're strongly pro-life as a follower of Jesus, and there was the company comes in and says, hey, you know, we're this and such a place down the block, we're the abortion clinic down the block, and we're doing a big fundraiser, and we need cupcakes with pictures of babies, you know, just a little baby face on the cupcake to remind everybody that this is the place where they can come for abortions. Would you feel the same way and say, okay, I don't agree with it, but I don't want to hurt my witness to them?
Well, no, obviously I don't agree with that, but that's not what we're talking about. You know what I mean? It's hard to draw a definite line, because every issue to me is going to have a different line. And,
okay.
But I mean, an abortion clinic, that's something that, you know, we're talking about we're talking about murder in that sense.
But it's legal. It's legal. I mean, according to our...
You're right. I don't disagree with that part, but you know, in my opinion and in my perspective, I think God paints sin with the same brush. It's all sin.
Okay.
But at the same time, as humans, I also think that we draw different lines. And to me, an abortion clinic and a gay rally, now, and I understand that most people probably aren't going to agree with me, but to me, an abortion clinic and a Pride Day for
coming out of it. Got it. All right. So Brian, tell you what, we're up against a break here.
Right.
I think that's the real question as to where we draw the line. And
right.
I think that we have to think that through personally. We have to be as Christ-like as we know how on every level. But the question is, where do we draw a line based on moral conviction? Thanks for weighing in. It's part of the conversation we need to have. Take care of yourself there in Lafayette, Indiana. All right. I want to tell you about Crystal Dixon when we come back. And then tell you where I think lines need to be drawn. All right? Stay with us. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Okay. I just discovered someone on Facebook asked the question, is it true that you you have a book coming out called The Queer Thing Happened to America. Didn't know about the book. I found out there's a human being out there that didn't know about the book. Amazing. So, yes, A Queer Thing Happened to America will be probably about 475 pages long. I've been working on it on and off for the last 5 years. It's intensely researched but written in a way that anybody can read. And you can pick up any one chapter in the book and read it with devastating impact. It should be out between February 15th and March 1st of next year, which will be here, I believe, before we know it. And it could be the most controversial book of the decade. Certainly a book that all of you need to read. And you'll see when you get it in your hands and read a couple of chapters, I'm not hyping anything up. It is true. It is stuff that we must know. Okay. Let me first tell you about Crystal Dixon. Crystal Dixon is an African-American woman. She was vice president of human resources at University of Toledo in Ohio. Worked in the university, I believe, about 23 years. No known complaints against her for any discriminatory issues, anything like that. She took exception to an editorial in her local newspaper that equated skin color with sexual orientation. So she wrote an editorial on her own time, not on behalf of the university, but just as a private person, wrote an editorial saying that God's love is the same for all people, basically to that effect, but that it's wrong to say that sexual orientation is the same as skin color. There are people that are former homosexuals that are no longer homosexuals, but you can't change your skin color. And look, if you just look at the economic situation of black Americans, it's far worse than that of gay and lesbian Americans based on the stats that she had. And she went on with this. She was fired. F-I-R-E-D, fired from her position at the University of Toledo for writing the editorial because the university stands against such perspectives. The extreme, look, my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, you know who's publishing it? Equal Time Books. You said, who's Equal Time? It's a publishing company we started because no major publisher would touch the book. It's their prerogative. But it's just too controversial to raise the issues these days. I had a major publisher say, if I publish the book, it could almost bankrupt my company. Mm-hmm. Now, I absolutely agree with our last caller, Brian, that our witness to people is of paramount importance, that we must do whatever we can to be peacemakers, to bridge the gap, to reach out, to spend time with people. I absolutely believe that. But let me give you my bottom line perspective. If I am asked as a business person to actively participate in something that promotes an issue, a value that is fundamentally contrary to the scripture and fundamentally contrary to what I believe is best for society, that's where my ethics come first and making money come second. And that's where my ethics are part of my witness. That with love, with compassion, with tenderness, I explain this is a violation of my convictions and I cannot in good conscience support gay activism, or I cannot in good conscience support abortion, or I cannot in good conscience support this or this or this or this. It's very simple. When it comes to serving everybody the same, you bet we'll do it. And perhaps show up at a gay pride event and offer free cupcakes just to show the love of God to people and to reach out with compassion. But when it comes to being used to promote an activist cause that I am fundamentally against based on sound biblical moral values, come on. That's where conviction kicks in. That's where ethics kicks in. I would expect the gay and lesbian community to act like that based on their convictions and others to act like that based on their convictions. We can do the same as followers of Jesus while at the same time laying down our lives, giving ourselves for hurting, dying world unconditionally and demonstrating to them the love of Jesus. Tomorrow you've got questions, we've got answers. In the meantime, visit us at AskDrBrown.org.